4, Echo Alpha Echo Mobile.
Hello. I didn't remember your call, all of it. This is Patrick on this end. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm coming up from Columbia, headed toward Greenville. I'm between, let's see here. I don't know exactly where I am. Gray Court? I think that's the last thing I saw. 5 at the moment. Let's see, this is the Owings exit. So this is exit 19, Highway 14 is where I'm passing right now, headed toward Greenville.
I'm not exactly sure where you're at down there, but I know the general area. I'm up in Penrose, North Carolina right now.
KN 4 of NWA.
Hey, Patrick. 276 out of Malden headed into Lawrence and hooking up with 26 down there, and Lawrence got renamed 385. So there's no 276 down through there anymore. It's all 385 all the way to Lawrence. And he's down there around the south end of Fountain Inn. He's fixed to come into Fountain Inn. Good morning to both of you. I'm up here in Gaffney.
I know where he's at down there. What are you doing out in Gaffney this morning?
I'm out being a dirty, rotten capitalist again.
Had a break for today. I got to go take care of the other office duty end of it.
Before Penrose?
Roger that. That's where I live.
Where is that out of Hendersonville?
Between Bavard and Hendersonville, but closer to Bavard. If you know where the DuPont State Forest is, I'm at the foot of the mountain on the Bavard side.
Okay. So you're just down the mountain, down the hill from Cedar Mountain.
That?
Well, that is pretty country up there, bud.
I'm in love with it since I was born here. I keep coming back. My parents drove me away a couple times and I ended up back here.
It's a nostalgia. You know Conestoga Falls? Well, sold those guys that property in there along with the falls to develop that restricted neighborhood in there.
I bet you wish you had it back now.
Well, at the time, you know, he was speculating in some land, and he made good money on it, and he loved the property right around the falls, but he was wounded in World War II, and his left leg was about 3 inches, 4 inches shorter than the right, and he had a real hard time getting down there to the bottom of the falls to actually see it, so he wasn't too sad to see it go.
I don't know if we lost that other station or not, but come on back in here.
I just want to interrupt you. Still in the car, headed up 385, W4EAE.
So are you out of Columbia, or are you coming back into the home area?
I live in Columbia. I've got the day off, and I'm headed up to see my mother, who now lives in Greenville, see her for Mother's Day weekend, and I play in a band, and we actually have a show in Greenville tonight. First one in months and months and months.
What are you playing?
Nothing too fancy. It's at Max Speed Shop in Greenville, across from the baseball stadium. We figured that was, they called us and to see if we could come up there, and we figured that'd be a good one to start with because it's kind of low pressure.
Well, it won't be long. You'll be playing Carnegie Hall. Well, listen, I've destinated both you guys, and y'all carry on. I'm going in to be a dirty rotten capitalist, make a little money, and hopefully it won't take me too long. So, Patrick, 73's, buddy, and good travels to you, sir, out of Columbia. It's K4 BWA. Clear.
Hey, Steve. Be careful out there, and go ahead, station.
Hey, day, man. Steve, I believe your name is. And this is Ryan. I don't expect you to remember, but anyway, hope you have a great day. 73.
Do you play in a band with another guy up here
in Greenville? Actually, none of us live in Greenville. It's just where we happen to get the show. So I live in Columbia. Another guy lives in Columbia. Another guy lives in Charlotte. And another guy lives in Spartanburg, actually, so relatively close.
A gentleman on here, and I can't remember his call right now. I've heard him talking about getting a band together, and they were playing somewhere close by their first little gig. So same kind of thing, trying to get back into it. I just wondered if you were with him.
No, not that. None of the other guys in the band do radio, but yeah, we kind of do. We've got regular, and this is starting back up soon. We've got regular scheduled stuff at quite a few places in Charlotte that we haven't done in a while. That's kicking back up. We've got all that stuff, and then occasionally we travel. I mean, we all have jobs and stuff, so it's not what we do as our primary source of income. But we do travel occasionally and do some nice shows.
Fun. I can't play an instrument and can't sing a lick, so I guess I'm out of that show.
I'm really a singer. I also play a few different instruments, and so I kind of fill in the gaps. This band, I sing and I play some guitar and keyboards and harmonica.
What kind of music y'all playing?
Hey, it's a huge swath. We cover about seven decades non-sequentially, but we do 60s and 70s and 90s rock. We do some jazz standards. We do, I mean, it's all over the place, but I'd say it primarily centers around probably 70s and 90s rock.
That sounds like it's pretty interesting. I don't know a whole lot about it. I'd listen to rock and roll and music, but I don't know anything about playing it at all.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. We have a good time, and we do it for fun. It's the whole point. We enjoy it, and so we do it.
And you're enjoying it, and you're making a little money at it. So, that's what it's all about.
As much as we played with it wasn't huge because obviously I still got a job, but as much as we were playing before the pandemic hit, in the year 2020, my income was actually down fairly substantially because of all the little bits that added up to a good bit in the end.
Get into your radio money too.
And that was the thing. So, but partly, use it to pay bills or whatever, but really what I would spend the money on that I made from playing was, equipment that I wanted to play, musical stuff and things like that, and radio stuff. There was always some left over, so that's where it went. But, my radio money definitely got swallowed up.
Mechanic by trade, and about 6 years ago I bought me a tool franchise. And I quit doing any side work, so it's taken some getting used to not having that cast on the reserve.
It makes a big difference. We've just about got to a point, I think, where for most people, or the majority of people, not everybody, but more than one full-time job, a little bit extra is always going to be helpful and necessary.
We've lived into, and a lot of it's brought on by us and our wants and things we think we have to have that we really don't.
Absolutely the truth. It's absolutely the truth. And some things we can't control. what healthcare costs, what rents and mortgages cost, and all that kind of thing. We're kind of stuck.
So do you come up this way often, or just went to see your mom? You don't come on a regular basis.
Out the last year, I'd say the majority of my travels out of Columbia are between Columbia and Charlotte. But I do come up to Greenville to see my mother. She lives here now, and my brother and his wife and their four kids live in Traveler's Rest. So anytime we come up here, we're pretty much coming up to see them.
I don't know. There's some guys that check in on the repeater from down that way. I didn't know if you could hit it or not. But there's a nightly net up here to check in, and this repeater's really active usually during the day.
I got I used to check into it a good bit, and I had a EchoLink node that I got banned from the EchoLink side of the repeater. Apparently, for whatever reason, on this one EchoLink repeater, it was connecting, disconnecting. I don't have any problems with any other EchoLink nodes, but this one right here, I did. So I got banned. I understand it's technical stuff, so I'm not complaining. It's just not sure what's going on there, but I haven't been on except when I travel in a while.
Well, I don't know anything about the EchoLink. I'm new to ham radio. I got my license in September. Use the slow time of 2020 to do something I've been wanting to do anyway. So now I'm on here every day, pretty much.
Oh, I've got a lot of choices in Colombia. We've got a lot of repeaters, and I know you do up this way too, but different networks and things like that. And there's one that's sort of branching out. It's a new one that hasn't quite made its way to the upstate, but I think it will. The W4FTK system that started around Rock Hill and Charlotte has extended down into Colombia, crossover to the Myrtle Beach area. They've got the new one they're putting up in Clinton, and I think they're slowly moving up to the upstate.
Link systems around here, especially up here in North Carolina where I'm at, in Western North Carolina, there's a couple of link repeaters that cover the area pretty good.
I can use W4FTK up from Columbia all the way up to Charlotte, get up to Charlotte a little bit further, and then going on up in that area of North Carolina, get on the NC Here system. It's really kind of cool what we can do.
I just recently got into DMR also, so I'm trying to figure all of it out. And it's pretty neat how it works, too. They got the repeaters linked up here for it also.
The SC Heart DMR network covers all of South Carolina pretty well. I think I have yet to be in a location in South Carolina where I couldn't hit one of those repeaters with an HT. So it's a pretty good built out system. I'm not sure. I know North Carolina, they've got the PRN network. There's several others, and it's an interesting aspect of radio.
There's a lot of technical parts to it too that you got to understand how it all works. That's what I was looking for when I got into radio. Like I said, I was a mechanic. Now that I'm selling tools, I didn't have anything to really focus my mind to challenge myself with. And so I've enjoyed learning about it lately and meeting new people.
Well, there's definitely plenty in radio to learn about. There's always going to be something else. Always going to be something else.
Playing catch up for me is enough right now.
Technician license or a general or an extra? Where do you sit at the moment?
Just the tech. I am studying to get my general. I've got an HF radio in the house, and I listen a little bit and try practicing tuning in stations. But I've made a couple 10-meter contacts. But other than that, that's it.
In challenges and figuring things out and all that, I'm trying to remember. I don't want to tell you the wrong thing, so definitely look it up. But I think you've got some data privileges on HF bands in addition to CW. So you've got CW, and I think you've got some data privileges. So you may be able to mess with some data modes even with just your technician.
Correct. And there again, I don't know for sure either, so I'd have to look at it for sure. But right now, just learning the DMR and the 2-meter part of it, getting all the radios and different things set up. And I did play a little bit with D-Star, tried to get set up on it, but haven't had much luck on it yet.
When I started, I had sort of studied for the technician class, and there were technician exam, and there were classes in Columbia. And so when I got there, the day the classes started, I went and was taking technician exams online, just practice, and was passing them. So I went ahead and enrolled in the general course, and then at the beginning of the week, and took both tests at the end of the week and got the general. And a couple of months later, I went back and got the extra, just because I didn't want to have to worry about where I was. If the radio would transmit there, I was allowed to transmit there.
That's the hard part, just knowing your bands, your restrictions, and stuff like that, and making sure you're safe and in your privilege.
It was easy enough on like 40 and 80 meters with the general to figure out where I could go and where I couldn't. But then I'd always forget on 20 and, you know, the warp bands and all that. I'd forget where I could and where I couldn't. So I just like, oh, just it'll be easier just to take the test and then I don't have to worry about it.
I'll get there. So like I said, I'm studying to get my general now. But I do have to come down to Columbia before the pandemic. We used to go down there once a month for our business meetings. All the tool distributors for the upstate or the South Carolina group here would get together down there, down that way.
EAE. Yeah, it's an interesting place. I've kind of gotten used to it. I've lived there for 16 years now, and I wasn't really impressed when I first moved there, but I've gotten used to it. It's a nice place.
I like to visit the city, but I don't want to live there. I like it being able to get away. Like I said, I was born here where I'm at now. My parents moved away a couple times to Texas, right outside of Houston. So I've been in the big city and I don't care for it to live there. But it is nice to go visit, check things out, and then leave.
I've lived in cities my whole life and I've just gotten used to the convenience of it. And that would be the biggest challenge for me. I definitely enjoy going out, but, you know, going out of the city. But I'm so used to it that I'm kind of stuck with it.
It is, like you say, it's what you get used to. I've been used to not being around it, and it's KO4 HDX Friday. Sorry, I forgot that earlier.
The ideal layout for me, I live in a town called Kent, because the river is the county line, and so Columbia, I'm, you know, the border of Casey is basically downtown Columbia, but it's across the river. Anyway, I live in Casey, and I work across the street from the State House in downtown Columbia, so I'm, my drive to work every day is about 3.5 miles, so I really, really appreciate that. So I rarely, unless I'm going out of town, I rarely travel more than about 5 miles from my house.
It'd be nice. From here, my house, my route is in Greenville. It's an hour, almost an hour and a half to get there each way every day.
That is pretty rough. But mine's not as great as it sounds with traffic, and particularly it depends on if the university is in, because I have to drive through the University of South Carolina. So it's it could take me anywhere from about 5 minutes to get to work to about 35 minutes depending on the traffic.
Sure. I would not enjoy that part of it. That's what I don't like about the city life, is all the big hustle and bustle constantly. I like to be able to step away.
Oh, yeah. And the drive to work, you know, truthfully, radio helps that a lot.
It has made my drive up and down the mountain a lot more enjoyable in the last 7 or 8 months since I've had my technician license. There's a group of us on here on the radio of a morning early. We all get on here, have a rag chew every morning, giving each other a hard time, and just making an enjoyable drive down the mountain. And then in the afternoon, I can usually hit somebody, come back to me, and carry on a conversation just like we are now.
Into Greenville right now, and I can see the mountains. That makes me feel good. I was. Pittsburgh is where I'm from, and even though these aren't the same mountains, I still feel more at home when I can see mountaintops.
About them, when you've been away from them for a while, coming back and seeing them, it's just something about these mountains, no matter which one it is.
I'm going to step away. I'm just about to my mother's house. I need to call her and let her know, and I'm going to visit with her for a little while. We'll probably go get some lunch, so... Anyway, hope you have a good morning and nice talking with you, have really enjoyed it. So 7-3, Whiskey 4, Echo Alpha Echo.
Your country.
You were pretty terrible on that transmission. This is LTR, listening.
LTR, KN4VWA. Just want to jump in and say, hey, Tom, I'm up in Gaffney. You got me?
Good morning, Steve. Yes. Glad to hear you from up there. You're pretty weak, but I can copy you. Good, and then you faded out, Steve.
A little low place here. I'm up by the lows on 85 again.
QSL, copy that. You're doing fine. We're just headed down to get some chicken feed, and then down to Aldi's first and Taylor's, and then get some chicken feed on the way home.
Where you getting your feed? Tractor Supply?
Yes, sir, that's where we did it, just out of convenience. There's a place there on 14 we could go, but seemed like their feed had more dust in it, Steve, and so we just frequent Tractor Supply. Detroit area, and she's going to be here for a few days, and maybe we can get you to meet her or something, and we'll talk to you later. I'll be on here for a while. Patrick's on there too, but he's a little weak yet, and I think he's in a spot. Good to hear everybody in 0TR.
Range Gex,
settle. Well, Steve was in there, but he was in and out up in Gaffney.
Pretty merry, pretty weak coming in that last transmission altogether.
We tried. You just never know who you're going to pick up. I heard some of what you guys were talking about there earlier. I have no interest in digital, so it's above my pay grade.
It's pretty fascinating. It's real technical so far to understand it. But once you get your mind around it, it's really not that bad. It's just learning it the first time, I guess, just like anything else.
Yes, it's a fine mode of transmission. I agree with you. But if they ever go to that all together, I would not be a part of it, because I'm not going to buy all new radios just to go digital. It's just not in the works, and I'm getting too old.
Too old to teach an old dog new tricks now. You're never too old to learn.
I agree with that, but these menu-driven systems on these cockeyed things are enough, and I think the tones are a real good thing and should be used more, but to go beyond that, I just don't have any desire to do that, because I got HF, and I think it's great for those who don't have HF or those that are interested in that technology. I have nothing against it. It's just not my cup of tea.
Stand wholeheartedly. It's not for everybody, and nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean we can't carry on a conversation and try to educate one another and agree to disagree, or whatever it is. We don't have to agree on everything.
With grouchy old farts like me. shoot. Well, I don't do any of the FT4s or FTH or anything like that, but I got friends that are old that like that very much, and I think it's great. It's just not something I'm interested in. They used to have a lot of other stuff. G-Tor, Pactor, you name it. They usually come and go. But I think that digital one is probably here to stay, because a lot of the radios have that capability, don't they?
Society. A lot of the newer radios are going that way, at least with one form or another. With, you know, you got D-Star, you got Fusion, you got DMR, P25, NX. I mean, there's so much out there in digital now. It's a lot to choose from. The problem is finding one platform and knowing which one to get on or which one you want to get on before you invest in it.
Requires an investment, I see. Well, that even makes it further from my mind. I use Packet. I don't care for that. But I like the AOL Instant Message, and then they've done away with that on the computers. Because we would use that in conjunction with our HF and talk back and forth and amongst friends that were ham radio operators almost exclusively, and that was a lot of fun. But and I like the fact that the spotting networks are out there, because we never ever had those when I was just getting into it back in the early 90s. Well, I guess some Russians are going to activate two islands up in Alaska towards the end of the month of June, in early July. They kind of interest me. If I'd have stayed in the Navy, my next deployment would have been to Adak, Alaska, which is a horrible place on this earth. And there's two islands up there that they're going to activate just for islands on the air. I'd like to work them later.
See, for me, that it doesn't draw my attention. I just passing information and moving on. For me, that just doesn't do it. I like to actually carry on a conversation with somebody and have a little rag chew. Most of that stuff I see, all they're doing is passing their call signs and signal report and moving on.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's true of the expeditions. They're just looking for numbers. You're exactly right. I used to stay up late at night, Patrick, up in Kansas on the weekends when I wasn't working. And just to talk to folks down in Australia and Tasmania, England, and all of the islands in the South Pacific were fascinating to me. I've been out there to quite a few of them. But you could have a nice rag chew at 11, 12 o'clock at night on sideband and or CW, but mostly sideband at that time. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. And it's better than, you're 599 by.
That's the reason I haven't showed too much interest in that side of it. And I don't know if that's all HF is, because I haven't been able to get with anybody and listen to a lot of it. But, everything I see on the videos that I can watch, that's all they're doing is just passing that information and moving on to the next call on station.
This is NZOTR. Well, no, that's totally incorrect. That's contesting. And there's rag chews every single day of the year on HF, on the lower bands in particular of an evening. If you just go on there and thumb through with your VFO, you'll hear conversations. Some of them are groups of guys that know each other, but about 9 times out of 10, if you throw your call sign out there, they'll let you join right in. And it's just rag chewing. I don't do a lot of that. I do some rag chewing on Morse code. But lately with the sunspots down, I've been very negligent about getting on. But every night, just go down to 40 meters and look at sideband, and it's just loaded with conversations going on, Patrick.
Like I said, I've been playing with it a little bit, listening, working on getting my general, trying to understand it. So I hadn't ruled it out completely. It's just, that's what I'd seen of it so far, and that's the only assumption I could make.
Well, I can understand that. And between me and you, I don't do contesting. Now, if there's a country out there, since I moved down here and everybody's interested in DX, I just talked to different countries when I was in Kansas because I wanted to talk to different countries. Down here, they want them to show how many countries they got. And if I see a country on there that I want or a band that I want to fill in, if it's a contest, I'll go up there and just work it for the heck of it. But as far as working a contest and sending in a report to AARL or CQ or that, I've never done that. And I think once in my life I did that. And I've been on for 27 years, Patrick. So contesting is not my thing, but there are guys that just utterly love it and live for it. So it's kind of like me and digital, you know. They like that. I don't.
Roger that. That's what makes this hobby so much fun, is there's so much out there that there's something for everybody.
I used to love to do that slow scan TV. And guys, this is for the internet, and guys would be all over the world, and you could swap pictures back and forth. And it took about, I'm going to guess, 2 minutes to get a full picture in. And then you sit there and discuss it on sideband. That was pretty awesome, and I think they still do slow scan TV. There's two that broke in there, and the gentleman broke in before taking four Dave. Go ahead and take it, and then Dave, you pick it up and pass it over to Patrick.
For OLK, this is Stephen and Greer. I was listening to your conversation and having the same kind of questions as the other fella about getting into the lower 20-meter or 20-meter band. General desire is just communication. Is that something that needs to happen, or we just stay with the HF? I also have a question about using the 70-centimeter band, how useful that is.
Well, the question on the 20-meter band, but that's a great band to talk to long distance on. The 70-centimeter band is excellent, especially for technicians coming in. And I don't know how widely it's utilized around here. You'd have to ask somebody else. I have it, but I've not used it down here. And my name's Tom, and I'm in 0TR, and I'll send it over to Dave, KB4CBA.
Well, I get on sideband usually about every night and check into the 80-meter net on 39-15. But after that, I usually go all the way down to 17 meters, and sometimes you can, I heard a guy from in Italy, and then on 17, and then, of course, 20 and 40 are there's QSOs everywhere, and there's some nets going on and in the evening. So, I mean, it's, there's a lot of opportunities to get on there and have QSOs, for you to call out there and jump in.
Is it just me, or is everybody scratchy?
Dave was a little scratchy. Sometimes Dave's down around Pleasantburg Drive and he gets scratchy. But I'm going to turn it over to you folks. I'm going into Aldi's with my war department. I mean my wife. And it's been a pleasure talking to you all this morning. 73's. Send your to you.
73's, Tom. Enjoyed the conversation. As usual, you take care of Miss Bernice, and she might be on the War Department if you keep talking to her like that.
Go ahead, Jen, for NNH, and I'm clear. 0-2.
NNH, Yeah, I was actually listening in on your all's conversation a little bit. I actually just turned on my radio. Just quick commenting real quick that, the repeater's a little scratchy. I'm in the Greer area. I'm currently driving back down to my QCH in Pelzer. But, it sounds like the repeater's a little bit scratchy right now, but I don't know if it's just me or if it's everybody else. I'm hearing Tom. I believe your name's Tom, if I remember correctly. But N0TR, you start getting real scratchy at my end. I'm actually up pretty high right now, so.
A little quiet in there that time, and I'm just getting ready to get out of the truck. Good morning, Dave, and you have a great day, and I'll talk to you later, my friend, N0TR. Go ahead and take it, Dave.
I was just trying to maneuver some traffic here. I forgot what I was going to say. But, anywho, Tom, I see you're checking out, so you have a good day, and I'll say 73s. And everybody's sounding good into the repeater right now. Patrick, you're a little scratchy, but at times, but you're certainly 100% copy. Go ahead.
It's a little scratchy on my end. I was just wondering if it was just me. I'm at the house, so I'm on my base unit and was just trying to figure it out. But back to what we were talking about, most of what I have found so far on the HF that I've been able to tune in has been just passing information. And I'm not really interested in that part of it, the DXing thing. I'm just trying to make contacts with everybody. I want more of what was going on right now, the rag you where you're carrying on a conversation, you're learning, and you're growing, and you're making friends across the country or around the world.
There's a lot of that going on, so, I'd say the QSOs outnumber the Nets. I don't know what the odds are, but it's, they greatly outnumber the Nets, so, You can find a QSO on there, and you do just like you do here on 2 meters. You just throw out your call.
Press newbies, for you to find QSO.
So again,
this is Steven. You were using the term QSO, QSOs. Does that mean just reaching out, just contacting somebody?
Guys, I shouldn't use that. That's really for CW. It's an abbreviation. Just having a conversation is what that means. So, and there are all those Q things that you hear people saying are for CW. Just to speed things up. But anyway, we're not even supposed to use those on voice. but we get lazy.
All right, because it does get used, and I guess I just need to get up to speed because it is useful, and once you learn the lingo about how to do something, it just makes it that much better. So I got no problem with it. I'm just asking for a definition so I can learn a little bit.
I have found since I got my license in September that this is a good place to get information, and just ask and somebody will help you.
If you want to find something out, just put out the question, and somebody gives you the wrong information, and there'll be somebody listening that'll straighten you out. So one way or the other, you'll get it correct.
Doubled on that one.
See if I have it. Okay, I was just saying, you just throw out a question and there's probably somebody on here that knows the answer and can get it to you. If they give you the wrong information, there's usually somebody listening that knows the right answer and can get you straightened out.
For OLK. Okay, so based on what I'm hearing so far between EchoLink, APRS,
the HF band is really sufficient if you're just interested in communication and reaching out to people, and if you really want to just go around the world is when you go ahead and invest in the equipment to go into the lower bands and do your DXing and whatnot.
Fine, I've worked 26 countries, and yeah, I haven't been on HF but about less than 3 years, so, you know, I've talked to people all over the world, so it's just, I don't know, it's just a lot of fun, and I'm usually on my radio for at least probably an hour, hour and a half every night.
4WTF.
4WGF, this is KP4CBA.
This is Todd. I'm a pretty new ham. I actually spend most of my time just listening to y'all talk, and I'll say, when I say y'all, I mean the five or six, like, standard people. It's almost like listening to a talk radio station that has a ham radio subject matter. But to the gentleman who's new and asking questions, I will say this place is a great place to listen. But also, if you're one to go to YouTube, there's a channel called Ham Radio Crash Course, HRCC, or Hotel Romeo Charlie. Lots of great information delivered in a great way. Over.
4OLK, this is Steve. I appreciate that information. If I get a chance, I'll look that up, see what I can find.
HKX, I will second that. That's where I got a lot of information when I was getting my technician license, was from that YouTube channel.
NH Mobile, I actually third that. I learned a lot of what my Elmer was trying to teach me through HRCC.
4CKK. Hey, would you mind phonetically repeating that website? So you just listen, gives you all kind of good information.
HRCC, I believe it is. I'll have to look it up. Give me just a second.
Hotel Romeo Charlie.
Hotel Romeo Charlie. HRCC. Outstanding. Well, this is Mark. Thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
If you didn't know you was going to be in here with a bunch of new hams trying to educate us, did you?
Okay. That's what we're here for. Everybody's got to learn. I don't claim to know anything, that's for sure, but I can remember when I was a greenhorn and, I did nothing about nothing. All right, but I'm going to have to jump out of here just a minute. I'm going through drive-thru to pick up my prescription. I'll be back in a minute. KB4CPA.
4HKX. Gentlemen, I don't know who all is left here. I don't remember all your call signs. I'm new at this also. I'm Patrick. But I have found great advice here and lots of help, lots of friendly conversation just when you need it. Just to talk to somebody riding up and down the road. I spend an hour and a half every morning and every evening making a trip to work and home. And been great for me learning different things, asked a question, made lots of friends on here. So great place to just chime in when you can and ask questions or learn, listen. I've thoroughly enjoyed it since I've got my license in September.
RCL. I'll second that, Patrick.
Well, okay. You guys gave me some information here. I'm going to have to go chew on this for a little while, but we got company coming, and so I got to get ready for that. My wife is wanting me to help her out here, so KO4OLK, clear.
He's KO4LLK, I believe it was. This is KO4HKX. Enjoyed the conversation. Come back anytime.
My name is actually Fred. I'm actually normally on my mobile unit whenever I'm on the 2-meter I mess around with mainly, I'm still a technician class. I'm, my Elmer is actually journal class. He's teaching me a lot about the HF side. But anybody here happen to know if the repeater is able to do digital by chance?
Not. I believe I've heard Dave talking about it, and he may be listening and can answer that question with plans around something over there, but I'm not going to say one way or another for sure, but I know it is not capable now.
I got digital narrow on my radio right now. I was wondering if this computer ever had it yet. Remember them talking about it, but I didn't know if it had it yet.
There are several digital repeaters in the area. Russell may be more apt to answer that question. K2RCL.
Appreciate it. I'm heading here on 85 right now. Give me 1 second. KO4NH. Temporarily monitoring.
QRCL.
Yeah, Patrick, there's a couple of digital repeaters around. I haven't really heard anything on them, but I haven't been on them a whole lot. You can find them in the repeater book under the DMR repeater network, and a lot of them will come up that way if you just search them out.
Russell, I have repeater book loaded on my phone, so I can check it anytime. I use it quite a bit for stuff when I'm traveling. And I forgot about it when he asked, so I'm glad you mentioned that. You're down in the noise. I can't make you out there, buddy. KO4HKX.
Download directly from it to a radio, but for the most part, it's free to use.
I talked over you there because I thought you had dropped out, but you were real hard to hear there. You're down in the noise on that last transmission.
Yeah, I'm actually back now. Sorry about that. I got a hit a weird spot, 85, where the repeater acts really weird with my antenna. But I actually got a repeater plug loaded up on my phone. Mainly messing around. I got YouTube stuff, so I'm only got C4 FM on my base station, and my mobile unit I'm using right now is a digital narrow. If I remember correctly, I was just curious if the repeater had it quite yet.
As far as I know, this repeater is not digital capable yet. So I don't know how to answer that one other than that.
I actually messed around with what's called Fusion while I was on a trip to North Carolina. It's actually pretty fun. I actually enjoyed it very, very much. Sarah was my first and actually only time I was actually able to play around with it on 440 band, but yeah, I enjoy digital a lot. I was just wondering, that's all.
I'm on now is capable of Fusion. I have not messed with it at all. Recently got into DMR, and Russell, the other gentleman there that was keyed up down in the noise a minute ago, he and I have been working on getting it going on our radios. So that's where we've been devoting our time right now is to DMR.
I'm still somewhat new to the digital side. Like I said, my Elmer has been teaching me HF, but I'm guessing DMR is another digital mode?
It is digital mobile radio is what it stands for, so.
That makes sense.
From what I understand, though, it's pretty close to how Fusion works. You can use a hotspot or you can hit the repeaters. There are some DMR repeaters in the area. I don't know of any Fusion, but you could look it up on Repeater Book and just tell it you wanted to find the Fusion repeaters, and it will just give you those. So I haven't looked because my base unit is the only one that that has the capability, and I just got it a few weeks ago. So I haven't been messing around with it a whole lot. Like I said, I've been devoting my time to DMR and learning it.
Yeah, there's actually two Fusion repeaters, one in Clemson, one near Columbia. I get the funny feeling, I know I'm in Clemson one, but I don't know if the repeater is, I don't know if the repeater is currently down or if it's not high enough to hit me or what, but I know the one in Columbia. individual hiked up cannot hit that one. I don't even know if we'll be able to hit that with a yaki like that.
Me, I'm not going to hit either one of those from where I'm at. I'm up here in just outside of Brevard, North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, my home station is actually at Helzer, South Carolina. That's not where I'm at, but whenever you're going, that's actually my home unit.
Well, you're getting a little scratchy there, so I barely could make out what you were saying. KO4HKX.
73 to you, KO4HK. This was KO4NNH, KO4NNH clear.
To you, KO4NNH. Have a good afternoon. Look forward to talking to you again. And again, if there's anything I can help you with, I'll be glad to answer anything I can. It won't be much at this point, but I'll do what I can.
4HKX, this is KO4WTF.
04WTF, I believe that was. KO4HKX here.
This is Todd. I don't know if we've officially talked before, but like I said earlier, I definitely listen to you all the time. And listening to your chat DMR actually kind of makes me want to get a DMR radio. Anyway, but I just wanted to officially say hi. I'm about ready to pull into my destination, so I wanted to say hello real quick and then officially sign off here in just a couple minutes.
Don't think we've spoke before, but I could be wrong. I have a terrible time trying to remember everybody's call signs. I do good to remember my own and my name, so that's the part that I really struggle with is the call signs for me.
From the time I'm on the radio, I'm driving, and I do good to sit on the road and talk, let alone remember call signs and names. I'm in the process of putting up an actual antenna on my roof, so that I could have a station in the garage where I could do something nice and organized, like write down names and call signs. That will help out a little bit. But until then, I'd rather pay attention to driving than trying to remember everything else.
I am mobile also when I'm talking. Today, I'm just doing office work here at the house and got my base station going and just talking on it, but normally I am mobile in my vehicle on my ID5100, and I'm like you, I'm trying to pay attention to driving, so the call signs will just have to wait.
KP4CPA.
Skex. Hey, Dave.
Mark, that's another word for sitting on the couch watching TV, right?
There's intentionally no TV and no couch in the room I'm in so that I don't do that.
Well, now, Patrick, just go ahead and tell us the truth, you know. Oh, man, I tell you. I admire what you do, because I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I could get myself out of bed if I didn't know I'd have a boss screaming at me. I'll tell you what I did to him one time. He's a good friend of mine. We used to play tennis all the time, and so April Fool's Day, I stood right outside the door, and I called, and I said, "Stan, I said, this is David." I said, "I don't feel sick or anything." He said, "I just don't feel like coming in." He said, "I'm not coming in." And he said, "Well, you know, that's not good, David." And I said, "Yeah, I know. We'll see you. Bye." And then I walked through the door and went, "April Fools." He didn't think it was too funny.
Go ahead. I just had a minute, but you talk about somebody not coming in. We lived in Fort Mill. Our number was one digit off from Sea Ray Boats. People kept calling the number, and of course I worked for Springs at that time, and I had about 300 people working for me. Every time the phone rang, I think it's somebody, some supervisor calling with the issue, but see people call about sea ray boats. And finally, we just got to the point where somebody called in and said, I think I'm going to be out there. I said, go ahead and take the whole week off.